Okay, good morning. Good for Kaponim. So we're holding here in middle of Perikid Aleph about why it is Dafka that in Yonim of Torah, which seem to deal with things that are really very physical and very far from Elikus, why does that bring a Kosek HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He spoke about the Inyan of Yesher and the fact that this specifically the Tzar HaShav of all the different Yonim is Yesher, and that's the central meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ama b'yerech lisa, I think that's what we're holding, Shachoydesh hu ha-shlishi, b'shul Shachoydesh hu shlishi nisen shavim memutze. So there's something about the month, the third month, always the shlishi is atshiyav ha-kosa shlishi achir b'nehem. V'kimiyad arkach mascha yitziyem en ha-shavit yigbor yisachoyim. Abuchayish hazeh zmanu b'shivi moid, leitze chutz lekatze b'shum dava. V'zeh yodua. וביום כליסו, מיום שדיבה הקדוש ברוך הוא, בעבור כהשלישי יש לו סקולוס היש כמו שמענו. לפי כחומר והיו נכונים ליום השלישי. והכל הוא בשביל מיילס התורה שהיש בעצמו. ולפי כך, אם לא היו ישראל ישרים, לא היה אפשר שתנוסם התורה שהיש גמו. Now, Yosha has another aspect to it. You cannot place something straight on something crooked. So if Torah fits Klal Yisrael, and I guess this would be a way of understanding the Chazal about each Ummah went around and they said, we don't want Torah because this. The Maral says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't actually ask them, but basically it means had he asked them, this would be their response. It's because it just doesn't fit. It's like, I don't want to use the mashal of Cinderella with the slipper, but it wouldn't fit. An Ummah that doesn't understand Geneva as being wrong, or Niyof as being wrong, or Tzich as being wrong, it just doesn't snap onto them. And therefore, everything about Torah, the way Torah is given, so on and so forth, everything was along the Kav of Yosha. Kimalas HaTorah Mitzad HaYosha Shematzuch HaNivra. So every single Nivra is not Yosha, meaning every Nivra is an item. And therefore, so let's take an example. Let's use a very abstract example. Imagine I have a lot of little, a lot of dots that together form a line. So each dot can have many, many, many lines running through it, and they all will be hitting the dot. So if I try to determine the line by any one dot, it's not. It's only the line that runs through all the dots in a certain way. So every Nivra, by definition, since it is a particular element in the Bria, its essence is somewhat not Yosher. Its essence includes many elements that veer from Yasha. When you have Torah, which is the entire picture of all the Nivraim, what should be, what ought to be, etc., that is Yasha. But look at Nivraim, Kula Mishnah, Siman Yasha. So any one Nivra, if I learn about Gavriel or Raphael or any Malach or anything, I'm always moving away from Yasha. Kimak Chishater in the Mayasha. So anything we know about the Nivraim in a very specific way is not the Yosha. So anytime I latch on to that nekuda, that part of each nekuda, which leads to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's when I've hit the Yosha. So this is what should bring the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not the knowledge of any other Chachma. Because the knowledge of any other Chachma understands everything for what it is. And therefore, if it's understood for what it is not Yosha. I want to broaden it a little bit and explain a point or two. When we try to organize chachma, Mina prat el aklal is a mahalach of chachma. For instance, if I have a piece of wood and I'm a child and I'm exploring the wood, I see it makes a certain noise when you hit on it. I see it feels a certain way when you bite on it. I see that when you bang it, it makes a certain noise, etc., etc. So the child is taifas this piece of wood as having certain characteristics and being whatever it is. As he becomes older, wiser, he begins to be taifas wood. The concept of wood includes many things in it. He gets older, substances, and so on. Philosophers try to give sweeping klolim in the Bria. Everything always tries to go to the place that is easiest for it to go, the path of least resistance. Those are more, somehow we get a sense that this is a sweeping concept of Tibria, but as long as it's built around the Bria and you're trying to understand it internally, you're automatically not understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the big circle around the Bria, and therefore only Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding of the entire Bria, and I'll be a little more specific soon, is gives you that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't make a difference if it's very deep in Yinan Torah or small in Yinan. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference how much depth or whether it's a dove, so-called God or cotton. If it's a chelik of Torah, it's part of that Yoisha. So then what's the problem of saying that's not a person gets? So once you identify that quality in Torah, so that's something that should is understandably takes a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avashara dvarim. Like we said before, that's the important piece. It is something, any nimsa mitzar atzma, and even we said the entire Bria mitzar atzma does not have yosha. Even the entire universe, the most universal law that we can come up with, if it is universal mitzad, the Metzias of Nivraim, then we're talking about a certain Nekuda. So therefore, it doesn't get us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Efshe Yayesha Veshum Nimtza Tzaratza Imkein HaSoga Boi Eim Baze HaSoga Zayesha Chutz Ma HaTayr Shayesha Harei Lecho Iyin HaTayr Shot Shetia HaSoga De HaTayr Dafke V'Lev Zulose Heim B'Maisa Mitzvah Now he says a second nekuda. Ha'inyan hasheni asher yisro shetiyat zach de'atayra, ma shetiyah bezulaseh, kasher noida ki milas hasagel fi milas hanoisei. Let's go with that nekuda, that whatever you are, what you understand, your madrega of who you are and what you are, it really depends on what you understand. Kshem hoye mar bechachma vekavonim leches haratzonus. If a person were to get a lot of understanding, wisdom, and being a kabbalah, ein ze nechshav leklum kein anos shaklum. The reason why we don't particularly attribute great chshivas to somebody who's a mushlam in chachma of kabbalarai is because I don't consider the chachma very significant. So if I think of the chachma as being trivia, then even if you're the goyin olam, you're goyin olam in trivia. V'chein im ulam et chachma bina yasodis ha'galgalim, ein hanoisim mitzar atzmei nechshav. So even if the person is very big into, he knows the great chachma, so-called, the great beings, the celestial beings, But in an absolute sense, this is also not much. Shekol nivraim ba'olam ein ba mashlemus hagomo. So, let's say I know a lot about celestial beings, and celestial beings are extremely great and chashuv and wonderful. They're not shalom, they're not shlemus. So at the end of the day, that chachma is not real chachma. Tachlis of Torah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of this world. So when I'm talking about Baba Kama, I'm really talking about how Hashem would like the world to run. That Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same Ratzon as the person. It's the panemius of the person. Let's take a simple example. If I buy a person a present, so sometimes the present itself is very valuable. So I rate the present by, did I spend $100 in it, $500, $1,000? Sometimes I know a person and I know what he really wants. And I buy it to him because I know he really wants that. So there's a special nachas ruach in that because I hooked into the person. I knew that you'd like this. Somebody buys something and you really like it. I knew you would like it. There's an extraordinary connection because I have a sense, you know, this person really gets me. Like he knew I would like this. You know, there are farm stores that are remarkable. Like you walk in, person says, I have the safer for you that you're going to want. And, you know, if the person is a good Marichas firm, he gets it. And that's why he sells. But when someone buys you a present like that, there's something very special because you feel the person got you and wanted to satisfy your ratzon. Torah is the action of the Oiso. While Yashav Kasha Koina Yediyah Barabavis Nezikin Shu Koina Yediyah B'Shar Bar. Learning Barabavis Nezikin is not about oxen and not about holes. Or Yashav Koina Yediyah B'Shar Bar. Learning Barabavis Nezikin So if Baba Kama was about how to keep oxen safe and not goring and not being gored, then you're right. Then oxen are very, very trivial beings, and learning about Malachim Galgalim Bashehem would be more. Torah is what Hashem said he would like. What I get over here is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of man and his possessions. That's a whole different world. I want to shtel to Rabbeinu Yonah Pirkei Avos. It's incredible. Rabbeinu Yonah, he says on have a misunim bedin, why it's important to keep thinking over dinim, you know, so on. So he speaks about have misunim, and then he says why on din specifically, as opposed to other halakim of Torah, and then he says vehasiyum vehatam. So he says the reason why dinim are picked more is because dinim are a greater ikur, are a great ikur in Yediyas Hashem. It says Haskel v'yodea oisi ki ani Hashem oisi chesed v'mishpat tzlak v'aretz v'lechafatzim Hashem. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only thing a person has a right to be proud of is Haskev Adeh Oisi. When a person perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grasps HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ve'eich Yask Odom Da'asas Hashem V'Dov Nimna, no matter how much a person philosophizes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to get him. So he says, Ach, Bezois Yadanu La'asos Dinu Mishpat Kashem Osas Eila. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezois Yedanu, should be a comma, sort of. Lasa is Dina Mishpat, Kashem Asa Seyla. It's Dina Mishpat. Bezer Shenema Din Oni Ve'Evyoin, as toiv. Don din every as toiv. Alohi adas oisinim Hashem. So again, the pasuk says in Yeshaya that Yirmiya that being done a din anivevian is das oisi. Oksivim akamach omashem dershim chokim asois mishvot davas chesed kadinim hem sherish god l'teira v'nishtas ha'ila. So he says over here that dinim are an understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So I can't understand directly. So let's give a mashal. Let's go back to a mashal of two people. When I speak to somebody, when I have a friend, and I'm trying to describe him to somebody, there is a limited amount of description I can give it a person. Even if I know psychology well and I have all the terminology of psychology, it's limited. So to say I know this person by outside description is very limited. When I get to know somebody well, I'm a close friend of his, a mother and a child, a husband and a wife, you sense, because you're so used to the other person's rotzen, you instinctively sense his rotzen, his her rotzen. So b'meila, you know that person because you know his rotzen. When I can understand somebody's rotzen, when it resonates with me, he's not going to like it, he's going to want this, and so on, that is a sense of knowledge of the person. When a person learns Torah, and he'll instinctively know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a certain din, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to be judged, then he will, that means Hashem's rotzen resonates with him, and therefore it is, it's called the close of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh ha-hefrish, ha-godl, ma'al sa-sheish, v'idiyas ha-toyer, v'idiyah bin ha-galgalam, v'yisoydis ha-atzman. Ki atzman shal dvorm eile eina kol kach madrega. The atzmius of something is not in a high madrega. Ki af shamayim lezak v'beino, v'gam malochim yosim t'holo. V'im kein lo ikona dova maile klau. Ava yidiyah b'toyra, afim ha-yidiyah b'shor v'chamor shadvera, asha eina chashum etzar atzman, Eina madrega shasoga sar atzmon, rak bitzad shidvorm elam gzeas Hashem isparach, vis alashma labruim. Vizeo madrega idea sasois. So this idea over here is the idea of not about the acts, it's about what Hashem wants in the acts. So when I'm learning about Gavrila Malach, I'm learning Gavrila Malach. Gavrila Malach is a great being, but compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing there. And when I'm learning about Shosha Nogach, then I know what Hashem wants. The Afki Amarnu Katoyu Kulm Zaseim Chuk Mishpatim Masha Adam Shayachim Afki Amarnu Kiloi Ichpas Hashem Zoy Sal Shmoy Imshek Matzav and Oref Rakach Roy Adam Mikol Mokom Akol Misayish Zoy Sal Shmoy Asistid Yisbar. So he puts a bit of a qualifier. We said before, it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu quote unquote wants for himself. It's not that he likes acts and gourd in a certain way or whatever it is. But Lemaitse, so it's around what Adam ought to do. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense of mishpat, that this is the situation, given these things, this is what ought to be done. So the bottom line is, he's saying this in Yesheni is that he understands the Ratzon Hashem in the Torah as opposed to the subject matter per se. Next point. Umasharim choyshiv kikashayimir al mehusa yisayis atzom balachayim shekom adjeg doyla. Zehu shvushvul shadova ze nela mibnei adam. V'choyshiv kashisik asoga sheinekal yisik dobu godu mo'oid. So he says, the reason why people do think that something mystical is a big inyan is because it's hidden. In other words, anything that's not open, anything that's not easily attained, seems to us something which is very, it must be a davar gadol because nobody knows about it. So he says, "Ve'ena davar kach shem ken mishisek asoga muke b'nagaras He says, just because something is unknown, hidden, doesn't make it a davar gadol yet. Until, you know, and he says that there are chachmas that are not chashav mitzad atzmam, and just knowing a lot about it is not giving you anything. So the difference is being focused on the things. It's repeating basically something I've often said. It does a lot of times. I want to add another point here. I was asked a few times, I guess it's more modern Orthodox places I go to. Hashem, you know, isn't Hashem's wonders in the entire world? And everything is the flaws of Borei. So if a person is studying science, shouldn't that be a way to get to a close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look how much brilliance is in science and so on and so forth. So I gave him a marshal. I said, imagine you see a painting from a famous artist, and you get a lecture on the painting, and the lecture is about what type of pigments the artist used, the technique in how he got it to shape a certain way, the dimensions, the diagonals, the everything all about it. Now, is that an inyan? Yes. Is that understanding the painting? No. It's understanding the chitzonius, the tools the painter used to get his message across. Somebody who understands, who gives you a lecture and gives you to understand, what did the artist mean with the painting? What was the inyanim that he was trying to convey with the painting? And that gives you a certain understanding of the painting, the etzim. The Bria itself is a makom pella. So if you're trying, it's an important, it gives a person admiration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mechazek, a certain emunah. It has a mile in its own, but it's not in a fundamental way connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All you get out of it is this spilus. And, you know, it's the chitzonius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, not the pnimius. There's a story, somebody once came to the Sanzirov, a sefer, and to show him his ksav. And the person, you know, was in the sefer, and he shows him a sefer Torah that he wrote, and the Sanza looks and says, wow, amazing, astounding, stunning. And this person, you know, said, Rebbe, it is very nice, but you know, not so nice. Just, I don't mean the writing, I mean the content is amazing. The teich is amazing. So I'll go upon him, the, you know, when a person has the chitzonius, it is this spoil from the technique HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to set the world going, and how everything, the ecology, and all of those things are interconnected. That's all the chitzonius of the world. It's a nice, it's an important piece, but that's all it is. It's not the teichah. So at the end, every single item of chachma is describing something that's chomri. So he says here that malachim also have a kesher with chaymer. They're not physical, but they have a kesher. In what way? Fikach, af ha sogim malachim enoy seichel gomo pashet, של הצירף על החיימה, כי אף אם אינם בגוף, יש להם בחינס מה מצירף של הגוף. אם הוא היה מלוך לדון לגן מן הגוף חס ושלום לא מכך, שאם קיימה יהב לו בין אלה יסברה. So he doesn't go into explaining what exactly is a malach tzirif al chayma. It's not in a guf, but it's also tzirif to chayma. So I'd like to give an explanation for it. No malach exists without a specific name or shlichas. A malach is nikar shom shlichas, like we saw this week, Sedra. There are kavurik malachim, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, etc. That means that every malach, even though he himself is not a guf, but he exists by association with a guf. There's a tag. This is the malach of this. This is the Sasha Mitzrayim. This is this. This is this. So even though malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has shemos that are attributed to something, he has a Shem Havaya, which supersedes anything in the Bria, and Be'etzem Shem Havaya is only a name because we needed a name. Be'etzem Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Mala, La'ilo Le'ilo. And like the Rambam says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, were we not to exist, our Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence would not in any way be different. It's not true about Malachim. If the world would cease to exist, it would not be Malachim. Malachim exist in a relationship to the world. And therefore, Malachim, who are not so physical as us, they don't have a physical form as us, they're the ones who say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. The Ratzon of Hashem is Baruch, and his Chachma and his Torah is not dependent on anything. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and it takes on the shape and form. So how do we apply emes when my shor is negech yosher, depending if he's a tam, depending if he's a mur, depending if he's a shamer, and so on. The af ki atoy nesmer sevaram gashmi is in a klum. Kolim mitzvah atoy binizeh shay mishpat asher mischayev ben asher k'mashem mischayev muskla asher ben asher ba'atzmoi. Eshaloi mekach. If the mishpat atoy were mischayev from the shor, then that would be the case. Al Misha Torah Mischayv Min Hashem Yisparach. Agoizik Zeres HaTorah La'odom SheYinakach VeYinakach. Dova Zeh Nismach Al Dova Gashmi Hashem Zeres La'odom Min Hashem Yisparach Lo Yimin HaDova Gashmi Vav Mishayisparach L'mayla. Let's talk about this. This is a very important point, and it's a point I think that today we have a problem with. When I ask a person what is right, what is good, what is moral, all of those things. So L'mayisa, I tend to one common. Let's go better than that. What does it mean something is right or good or something? Before I go, it's like people say, "Well, we need ethicists to decide this what we should do." Well, basically. Any system of saying whether something is right or wrong needs a basis. So the common basis is the most good for most people. So if I have a system and the question is, should I let people keep their profits? Should I tax them a lot? Should I not? My question is, what will have the most benefit for most people? That's basically all I could say. So basically, I'm starting with the people themselves. If I want to, if let's say I have a huge ranch and there are problems with animals getting each other's way, I'm going to make rules and regulations that will maximize the amount of animals I have. So let's say an ox that's prone to goring, we're going to kill him because even though I'm losing $1,000 of this ox, it's a nice big ox, but I'm saving myself a few $1,000 on all the oxen is going to core. So that is an oxen-oriented mahalach. And all mahalachim that we could think of Tov and Ra, are only that. To say that something is absolute justice doesn't mean anything, except as it relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, And therefore, it's, so if the rules and regulations of Torah were how Torah should function efficiently and best, then you're right. Then learning about Shur is all about Shur. The same thing is true also about, let's say something like Eastern religions, and they tell you that if you overindulge, then your energies are out of whack, out of kilt. Let's take it as being true. It's not fundamentally different than someone that tells me if you eat a lot, you're going to get sick and you're going to die early. That's not right or wrong. That's a fact, and I can choose. I could say I'd rather live 50 years and fresh steaks than live 100 years and eat carrot sticks. And you get the, you know what, you're missing out on so much. It's like, no, I'd rather have steaks. There's no right or wrong. It's simply a, so when you tell me, when you're focusing on if I want a life that's tranquil and pleasant, I need to sort of, tamp down on my activities, and everything should be kind of very, very even keeled. So I can reply, you know, I really don't want a tranquil life. I want an exciting life, a dangerous life. I want to go down with guns blazing. And that's what I want. So I mean, all you're telling me is a metzias. The only time we apply right and wrong and good and bad is Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not coming from within the oxen. It's coming from something else. There's a whole world beyond that. And by doing it, I'm shtelling tzu to it. Even though I could say, well, I could look around at the Seder Olam and be understand from that. So even though I understand the structure of this world, but it's a structure that's oriented, ecology is oriented for keeping the pieces alive in the world. It's about how to keep planets moving and food growing and animals eating, etc. But Torah is not how a person should biologically function better. It's how a person should shtel tzu to something beyond a person. Finally, and the word sichlium over here, the Maral's usage of sichlium tends to mean, what's the right word for it, abstract. Things that are not concrete. When we understand concrete things, he doesn't call that sichlium. Sichlium means it's something that is a concept, conceptual in an abstract way. So when you have a light coming from a particular candle, it's limited, it's attached to a candle, it's still kind of very local. When we talk about aura, like daylight, we talk about something that just envelops you, aura, that's something that is as far from physical as we can imagine. So when I'm focused on a mitzvah, I'm doing a chesed, so it's a ner. In other words, the ma'ase chesed I'm doing itself carries in itself a certain ha'ara of beyond. But once I'm Torah itself in its klolius is oyer. And ulefikla toitika oyer shu pashat yoisa. Ava mitzvah shi asoga yechidis. Vei muskel ha mitzvah yechidis pashat kolkach. Ulefik goydel ha muskel hu pshitusoy. ולכך המצווה נקרא נר בתור אור, אף כי פירשנו פירוש אחר בסמוך ועיקר. מקום מקום אשר כסתור אור יורה בזה. וכי התור מוסקו פושל יש מפול שלקח מכתור אור, ובדול זה יוחדס במשעה סוליס. So anytime I'm tefis elikus through a mitzvah, I'm always sort of binding it to this particular point, that particular point. The Torah in its klolius is mushed from that, and therefore it's ayah. Ubedavazi bechetz ben shah sagas v'chol gimel dvarim bruach v'shatav dvarim lolu kein kian tzarak v'atayra v'lusulase yispar. So he goes through, he says an awful lot in this parak. He speaks about Torah as being yesher. It's the thread in the bria that deals with elikus. He speaks about the idea of Torah being the Ratzon of Hashem Yisbarach in the Bria. In other words, even though my Esek is with things that are mundane, but I'm trying to be Oymed on the Ratzon Lakai, and when I'm Oymed on that, I have a Chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nothing else is like it. It's my sensing what is Ratzon is. And finally, he speaks about Torah as opposed to mitzvahs as being an or klali versus a particular or, which is also much more of a close HaKadosh Baruch Hu than anything else. Okay, any questions, any points? Yes, Binyamin.
I'm sorry for asking the Shiva to repeat, but I don't really understand why the MS of the fact that a Tam has to pay Chatzin Nezek is different than the MS of grass needing water to grow. I mean, is it because Chatzin Nezek is part of the right and wrong? Because there are many areas of Torah which aren't necessarily right and wrong. The same, you could find the Gemara talking about that you have to do this and this to have a refuah for this and this makkah. And if I learn it in the Gemara, it's Torah, but if I learn it in the science book, with the understanding that this is the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's different.
So let's leave out, leave out that chelik of a Gemara that has about the refuahs, which is mi'uta de mi'uta de Gemara. The Maral himself, his sheet in Baragola is that none of those in Yanim that are written in the Gemara are there for itself. In other words, alei davahu. I mean, the Gemara is not a medical textbook. It's not meant to be one. It's meant to be Torah. It's big enough. And when the editors edited it, when Rav Ashi and his staff edited it, why did they leave in odds and ends of these pieces? It doesn't make sense. Shas, I mean, people have to memorize it. The less you have to memorize, the better off you are. So to put in pieces that your local witch doctor can give for you, why do you need to? So Maral says, and this is his big sheet in Baragola, they're all mishalim for deeper in Yanim. So they're meant to indicate something, either the total mashal. And he said, and that's why they were not so interested in whether the science is accurate or not. It's the fact that they bring something down is not meant to indicate its accurate science as much as this is an idea that's commonly understood and believed. Now I want you to think about it. So that chelik of Torah, so even if you understand it to be kipshuta, that it is a cure and whatever it is, that's not its tachlis. That's not the chelik of Torah we're talking about. The chelik of Torah is like he says, dinin, and the maral sheet is that those chelik of Torah are also that, except that they're using common in yanim as mishalim.
So lefi that sheet of the maral,
yes,
it's only the pnimi shavai which is the Torah. If a person reads such gemaras and has no idea what in the world it's saying inside the pnimis, so then mocheri is not learning Torah.
So, once Ravina Ravashi put it into the Gemara, then at least learning it, whether you understand it or not, it's someday I hope you understand. Many times a person can get some sense of the pnimis, some sense of what's about, even without going into big mister, a person can and sometimes not. So we learn those agadot because we keep them in our mind, and sometimes we're zeichet tahara and we understand it, sometimes not. My assumption is if it was put there and not left out like the Zohar, but it has a makom. We need to learn it, and then at some point these things snap in. It's not And you know, panemius can be you find sperm that give a good hesber of things, even if they're not, you know, they're not kabbalists, but there's a tam in it, and you know, sometimes you there are things there that we really see is, you know, you see a metaphor with a teichen to it. Not easy to come by, but it does happen. Okay.
Yes. Because Shosh and Nagas is right and wrong versus, yes, understand.
So right and wrong, the standard of right and wrong within this world, and to me, this is one of the big, I hate using the word proofs of Emunah or Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the biggest contemplations. Every human being has a sense of right and wrong. And if he asks you, what is that sense? Even the biggest atheist, if he's a decent human being, will not instinctively not do things that are wrong and find all sorts of atheists. And it's nonsense when they say that, well, it's a gene that's... So I'll ask him, you know, that, okay, I get it. I have gene therapy and this terrible apprehension you have of stealing, I'll heal it. I'll do gene therapy, and you'll be able to swindle people and the government in millions of dollars. You're gonna be a billionaire. There's not a single atheist that's a decent human being that would agree to. What is that right and wrong? Don't tell me you were brought up like that, because they were brought up with religion. They learned Baruch Hashem to dump it. So being brought up with ideas that are nonsense is not a problem. You go to college and it's gone. Genetics, Baruch Hashem, we're doing gene therapy today. So I will develop genes that will make you into uninhibited. It's just an inhibition. Even the person who, again, a person is a decent being and he doesn't believe in Arias, but a person who's unfaithful, a serial womanizer, that speaks about him b'derech d'nai. Why? We'll cure the genes. The answer is, right and wrong is a musig that's coming from a different world, and we shteltsu to it. And when we shteltsu to it, we can begin to understand it. It's just like for a person who's not particularly aesthetic. So let's say I don't have it. It's not a natural chush to me. I have it, but it's very hidden. So somebody says, this room looks out of balance. There's something wrong with this. This needs more color. This needs more this, isn't that? I don't know what he's talking about. I'm used to feeling things and it feels strong, it feels soft, it's good. But when a person says it, but many people instinctively say, I don't know, something wrong with this room. I don't like this room. I had once, the person I work with on the printing is a fellow named Yosef Solomon. He's a big woman in his, you know, fach. And he says, real knowledge, few people have, but in an intuitive sense, everyone has. He says, I will show you two pages. Tell me which one you would buy. Which sitter would you like? He showed me two printouts. So I looked at him and I said, I like this one. He said, 95% of people will do that. Why? I couldn't put a finger on it. And then he explains to me why. So I have the intuitive sense, but it's not a natural component of my world. He is autistic. He does have that sense, and he knows it. Right and wrong, tov and ra, be'etzem, not functional tov and ra, where if everybody steals, economy doesn't work well. That's functional. That has nothing to do with ruchnius. But I'm talking right and wrong in a way that a person instinctively, a decent human being, will instinctively recoil from it. That's shayach only to a different world, and that's where it comes from. Okay, good. Guten, good. Take care.